Khumalo says she raised the issue of Kupelo's irregular appointment with her supervisor, but was told to go ahead with approving his appointment. She added that she picked up that the date of birth on his matric certificate did not correlate with the one on his identity document. She also confirmed that Kupelo had submitted a matric certificate.
Why is fakile ke certificate na ndisibonile mna le documents zakhe?
Well, he did submit a certificate. I saw it as well as these documents.
That's why ndaphela nsiya ku supervisor yam sithi le appointment that mandi approve lo mntu akazimithi requirements because i advert ithi yona ifuna i degree or diploma yena uno grade 12.
That is why I then went to my supervisor to go inform them that this appointment that he said that I should approve, this candidate does not meet the requirements because the advert states that it requires a diploma or a degree and he only has a grade 12.
The state is confident it has a strong case against Kupelo.
Now we'll be able to analyze and come to a conclusion that, as we alleged, Mr. Kupelo is guilty as charged, because our witnesses were able to tell the court that the certificate that was submitted did not belong to him, and even his defense in cross-examination did admit that he doesn't have a matric certificate. And going forward again, our witnesses were able to say that employment requirements were flouted.
The matter has been postponed to the 29th of October, when a ruling is expected on the admissibility of an affidavit of a deceased witness. Abongile Yankees, SABC News, East London.